Good morning. Welcome to our Savior Lutheran Church. The worship liturgy for May 15th, 2022, the fifth Sunday of Easter. Today's service will include Holy Communion. In-person worship service time has been moved to 10 a.m. and radio broadcasts to follow at 11 through WPHM 1380 AM radio. Service also available through podcast at www.wpham.net/podcast/Our Savior Lutheran. Today, the radio broadcast sponsor is a longtime anonymous donor. Thank you for your continued contribution. Today, our service leader is Deacon Robin Abbott. The sound tech is Doug Cole, and I am Tony Gaines, and I will be the lector. Easter initiates a new day. It anticipates a new heaven and a new earth. The risen Christ is making all things new. In the mystery of holy baptism, God has made new people of us. Today, Jesus invites us to see everyone in a new light through the lens of love.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
If you are able, we will give thanksgiving for baptism. Please stand. In the waters of baptism, we have passed over from death to life with Jesus Christ, and we are a new creation. For this saving mystery and for this water, let us bless God who was, who is, and who is to come. We thank you, God, for your river of life, flowing freely from your throne, through the earth, through the city, through every living thing. You rescued Noah and his family from the flood. You opened wide the sea for the Israelites. Now in these waters you flood us with mercy, and our sin is drowned forever. You open the gate of righteousness, and we pass safely through. In Jesus Christ you calm and trouble the waters. You nourish us and enclose us in safety. You call us forth and send us out. In lush and barren places, you are with us, and you have become our salvation. Now breathe upon this water and awaken your church once more. Claim us again as your beloved and holy people. Quench our thirst, cleanse our hearts, wipe away every tear. To you, our beginning and our end, our shepherd and lamb, be honor, glory, praise, and thanksgiving, now and forever.
Amen.
Our gathering hymn is, Come You Faithful, Raise the Strain. You may be seated. with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord God, you teach us that without love, our actions gain nothing. Pour into our hearts your most excellent gift of love, that made alive by your Spirit, we may know goodness and peace. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We have a hymn of praise. Christ is risen, he is risen indeed.
First reading today comes from Acts chapter 11, verses 1 through 18. In defense of his earlier baptism of non-Jewish believers, Peter demonstrates to the members of the Jerusalem church that God's intention to love Gentiles as well as Jews is revealed in Jesus' testimony. In this way, the mission to the Gentiles is officially authorized. Here begins the reading. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them, step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived in the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered this man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with the same gift that he gave us when we believed the Lord Jesus, who was I, that I could hinder God.' And when they heard this, they were silenced. And they praised God, saying, 'Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life.' Word of God, word of life." Today's psalm is number 148. The antiphon is, "The splendor of the Lord is over earth and heaven." Hallelujah, praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise God in the heights. Praise the Lord, all you angels. Sing praise, all you hosts of heaven. Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Sing praise, all you shining stars. Let them praise the name of the Lord who commanded, and they were created. Thus forever and ever, giving them a law that shall not be passed away. The splendor of the Lord is over heaven and earth. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and fog, tempestuous wind doing God's will. Mountains and hills, all fruit trees and all cedars. Sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world. The splendor of the Lord is over earth and heaven. Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name only is exalted, whose splendor is over earth and heaven. Raised up strength for the people and praise for all faithful servants, the children of Israel, a people who are near the Lord. Alleluia. The splendor of the Lord is over earth and heaven. The second reading today comes from Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 6. John's vision shows us that in the resurrection, the new age has dawned. God dwells with us already. Yet we wait for the time when the tears that cloud our vision will be wiped away. Then we will see the new heaven, new earth, and new Jerusalem. Here begins the reading. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from our eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated at the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." Word of God, word of life.
If you are able, will you please stand for the reading of the gospel? Alleluia! Everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Alleluia!
Glory to you, O Lord.
Our gospel reading for this fifth Sunday of Easter is from John chapter 13, reading verses 31 to 35. Now this takes place after the washing of the disciples' feet, and Jesus is predicting his betrayal and revealing his betrayer. Jesus speaks of his glorification on the cross. This deep, complicated love of Jesus, even to the death on the cross, will be the distinctive mark of Jesus' community. Here is the reading. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so I now say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Let's try that one more time. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Grace and peace to you from him who is, who was, and who is to come. Amen? Amen. How many of you like to do crossword puzzles? Do any of you do crossword puzzles? Good. Okay, so you've had a little practice. I would like you this morning to do a mental crossword puzzle with me. This puzzle has only one word to it, so it's going to be easy. It's four letters long, and it's probably the most difficult word to understand in the English language. I think this word has caused more thorns in people's sides. It has divided more people and families into different groups. It has had many different meanings to it. And it's four letters long, and I'll give you a hint. It begins with L. This word has changed the course of history. This word has made heroes out of just ordinary people. This word is a source of tension often, and this word can be a source of doubt, the source of wonderment for many centuries. Have you all guessed the word? Let me hear it.
Love.
Love. Yeah. When I was here 2 weeks ago, remember we had a word for that day, and the word was joy. Today it's love. Yes. Love, the four-letter word in our mental crossword. Love, a simple but most complex of words. For this word, love, it has moved nations to war, and yet it has also moved mankind to advance in its compassion and kindness to one another. But for all of its qualities, I think this word love is probably the most misunderstood, the less understood, and the most highly charged word in our English language. Jesus is talking about this word in our gospel text for today. And he says this, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another." Jesus tells us to love one another, and especially those in the family. Woo. Now, love here, Jesus is talking about, is the Christ-like love, and we call it agape. How many of you have heard that word before? Agape. It's the Christ-like, unconditional love. This gospel text from John this morning introduces us to what is commonly called the farewell discourse, in which Jesus announces that he's going to be leaving his disciples, that his death is impending, and he offers both comfort and instructions for how they should behave when he is gone. If this text sounds familiar to you, it's probably because we normally read it on Maundy Thursday. It's the last night before Jesus goes to the cross, and one of his disciples, Judas, has already left to put the wheels of betrayal in motion. Jesus remains with the other 11, and it will be the last night with them. His last night with them, what does he want to say to them during these last few precious moments? What he says reminds me of the times when I, as a young mother, had to leave my children. I was always told, never ever leave your children without saying goodbye. How many of you remember that one? No sneaking away. Even when they were very little, it was very important that I tell them where I was going, how long I would be gone, who was going to stay with them, and when I would be back. And then I would give them their list of do's and don'ts, right? For kids, you gotta give them. So, do play nicely with one another. Do take care of each other. Do help each other. Do be kind to one another. And don't fight. Jesus kind of follows this similar pattern of saying goodbye as he prepares his disciples for his leaving. First, he tells them that he must go on a journey, and they're not going to be able to go with him. He must take this journey alone. And then before he leaves, he gives them this instruction. Something that will serve to guide them on their own subsequent journeys. It's not a list of do's and don'ts, but it gives them a new commandment. What is even more important about this is that this was one of the last teachings that Jesus gave his disciples. And what was this new commandment? Three simple words. Love one another. Three words that say it all. No do's, no don'ts. They're not necessary. If they love one another, everything else should fall into place. Right? Right. These simple and brief words of Jesus make up the commandment of all commandments. Did you know that Jesus only gave two commandments in the New Testament? One was about loving God, and the other, this one, about loving each other. Now, these commandments are written in different versions and in different places in the New Testament, but they're essentially alike. Also notice that he doesn't suggest or plead or please, but he says command. He commands us to love. And that word commands is sometimes difficult for us Lutherans, because we like to believe that we don't live by the demands of the law, but by the grace of God. So why does he command us to love? Why does he order us to love? I think it's interesting to note here that the focus of Jesus' command is on disciples loving disciples, on Christians loving other Christians. Here in this commandment, he's addressing the people who are already part of his family, people who have already experienced his grace. He's talking to people who are already in relationship to him and to each other. Now keep in mind, this new commandment has nothing to do with our salvation, but rather the purpose of it is to glorify the Father. Do you want to praise God? Do you want to serve God? Do you want to honor God? Our Jesus tells us if we give glory to the Father by loving one another, we can glorify God. If your intent is to glorify God, if your intent is to praise God, if you want to respond to God's grace in your life, if you want to respond to God's love in your life, if you want to be a responsible member of God's family, here's how you do that. You love one another. Sounds easy? It's not a command that will qualify us for the kingdom, because we already live there. It's a command to us as members of God's family. Did you notice in that passage that Jesus addresses his disciples as little children? Isn't that interesting? He's speaking to them as part of his family, and he's telling them how we are to act as family, as God's family, as God's children. It's not a general call to love everyone, but it's a more basic step in learning how to love other people in the world. He says, first you gotta love each other. After all, a church can't effectively reach out with the gospel and witness the love of Christ to others if its members don't first love one another. I think it's also helpful for us to know that when Jesus gave this command to his disciples, the people were greatly divided. Even within Jewish families, there were Pharisees and Sadducees. And then there were the Herodians and the Zealots. They were constantly fighting over all kinds of little issues. and matters. They hated the Romans, and they especially were not too fond of their neighbors to the north, the Samaritans. Does this all sound a little familiar? Yeah. 2,000 years later, and I think God is still saying, can't you kids just get along? Do you remember saying that to your kids? Can't you just get along? So how does one keep this simple yet seemingly impossible command of Jesus? How do we do that? I think first of all, we need to look at what he's talking about. What does love look like? I think once we come to an understanding of what true love is, then we know that we can't possibly do it. Not alone, that is. We can't do it alone. One definition of love that I heard, which I really liked, is working toward the benefit of another. So often we want to work towards our own benefit, but Jesus is saying here, work toward the benefit of the other person. C.S. Lewis, he says this about love: to love at all is to be vulnerable. We don't like to feel that way, do we? But I think the best definition comes from 1 Corinthians 13. And if you've been to weddings, you will be familiar with this passage. It's the love passage. But I think it says it all. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. And love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, and love never ends. Don't you love that banner up there? Yeah. Jesus gave his disciples some special parental or big brother instructions. He said, love and take care of each other. And the way that you treat each other in the family will tell the world about who you are. You know, again, when my children were younger and they would be off to school and I would say my goodbyes in the morning, I would always say, remember throughout this day, I love you, have a great day, and remember whose kid you are. When you get up in the morning, do you remember whose kid you are? Do you remember whose family you belong to? And throughout your day, do you look to bring glory to your Father? As Christians, we often identify ourselves as children of God, disciples of Jesus Christ, his Son. How will the world know who we are? Jesus says that they will know we are Christians by our love. Our love for one another, in the family, in the church. We are Christians because we honor and keep our Lord's command. Throughout the years, it's been often a sad time when I look at the Christian church and I wonder if we who are disciples of Jesus and children of the Father have forgotten our Lord's command. And we need to ask ourselves, are we motivated by our love for our brothers and sisters in Christ when we speak of them, when we think of them, when we act towards them. Sometimes I'm saddened when I see and hear and feel the hate that some of our Christian brothers and sisters have for their fellow Christians. So Jesus says to us today, don't fight. Do play nicely with one another. Do take care of each other. Help each other. Be kind to one another. Be patient with one another. In other words, Jesus says it very simply, love one another as I have loved you. We are family. We are God's family. We are the church. God loves you, and so do I. Amen. Our hymn of the day is Without His Cross. Together in affirming our faith, together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, comes to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Now we will have our prayers of intercession. Set free from captivity to sin and death, we pray to the God of resurrection for the church, people in need, and all of creation. Loving God, lead us to follow your Spirit rather than our own prejudice or desires as the church cares for one another. Open us to perceive your gifts in those we least expect. God, in your mercy. Inspire us to praise you through the beauty and majesty of natural world around us. Urge us toward more deliberate care of the world you have made. God, in your mercy. Humble the rulers of nations before your splendor. Direct them to the people who need their attention most, and turn them from the temptation to hoard wealth or power. God, in your mercy. Hasten to dwell among those who are in pain or in distress, especially Ray Chinowski, Deb Cook, Pastor Don Dorsbacher, Gordon Doty, Mayor Flatt, Beverly O'Connor, Harper Schumacher, Cherry Mozarek, Pastor Joyce Partika Stabe, Pastor Ken Stabe, and their son Mason, Don Chittister, and the family of Joe Coulthard in his passing, also those serving to protect our nation. As Christ enters our deepest suffering, remain with those experiencing despair and great need. God, in your mercy. Place holy love at the center of all our relationships and communities. By your love, heal us, convict us, and renew us. Bring an end to racism in our churches and communities. Let everyone know your goodness by the love we show one another. God, in your mercy. Give us a place in the diverse company of your beloved saints. Teach us the value of each person's identity, and bless us with a shared identity as your children, kindred of Christ. God, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
In your mercy, O God, respond to these prayers and renew us by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
You may be seated as we enjoy the offering hymn, I Will Remember Thee.
I do.
couple of announcements this morning. Due to illness, our May council meeting was canceled. Our next meeting will be held on June 14th at 7 p.m. All members are welcome and encouraged to attend. I have Joe Coulthard funeral arrangements to read to you. Visitation will be Wednesday, May 18th at Young Funeral Home in East China from 2 o'clock until 8 o'clock. The funeral will be Thursday, May the 19th at Young Funeral Home at 11 a.m. I think there's some copies of this if any of you are interested. Living God, you gather the wolf and the lamb to feed together in your peaceable reign, and you welcome us all to your table. Reach out to us through this meal and show us your wounded and risen body, that we may be nourished and believe in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and ever-living God. But chiefly we are bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of our Lord, for he is the true Passover Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who by his death has destroyed death, and by his rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your holy name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took the bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Gathered together at our Lord's table, let us pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ dwells with us here. All who hunger and all who thirst, come. Here is food and drink for the journey. If you will take your little communion kit and we'll open up together the top, the wafer, take and eat. This is the body of Christ given for you. And we open our little wine, take and drink. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. If you are able, will you please stand? Go ahead.
We give you thanks, generous God, for in this bread and cup we have tasted the new heaven and earth, where hunger and thirst are no more. Send us from this table and witnesses to the resurrection, that through our lives all may know life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Receive the blessing. God, the author of life, Christ, the living cornerstone, and the life-giving spirit of adoption, bless you now and forever. Our sending hymn, Sound the Battle Cry.
Prevail, shield and banner bright gleam.